First of all, of course, congratulations. It's a great award. How does it feel?
It's a really amazing honour to have been awarded the Nansen Refugee Award this year, especially as somebody who works incredibly independently. To have my work recognised in this way is a really amazing achievement.
I see you're the first journalist to receive this award.
That's true, and again, it's very overwhelming. I know both, obviously myself and many of my colleagues, we work very hard, often for very little money and risking our lives, really, to try and put stories in the public agenda. To have our work acknowledged as well is great. I think it's very important that journalism, especially photography, is supported, because at the end of the day, it's an incredible tool for advocacy and to help people, make people aware of the world's problems.
I agree, Alexandra. I think what you do is very, very important. In fact, you are a first-hand witness of the predicament of millions of men, women, children, often fleeing for their lives. And today's society is so pervaded by an anti-immigrant feeling. Maybe your view of these people and of what they live can help change that feeling. Is there anything you can tell people about these, about refugees, that may help us have a better vision?
Well, I think what people really fundamentally have a lack of understanding about is that, especially in conflict areas, most of the refugees obviously are escaping for their lives, and they really have absolutely no other choice. In many other situations, the idea of people having to flee from their homes is obviously one of the worst things that can ever happen to anybody, is to lose your home. Everybody has a sense of home being very important to them. And I think when people are actually running and trying to escape from these areas and become refugees, they're really giving up everything. They have no idea what the future holds for them. Their life really is in the balance. They live on the margins of society. And life doesn't really get any easier by becoming a refugee. And I think people have to understand that much more clearly.
Your own life cannot be simple. Actually, it must be dangerous often. I imagine there are many things you give up as well. What drives you to do this?
I suppose really it's about trying to get people to view the world a little bit differently. And I suppose I'm motivated by trying to tell stories. As well as a photographer, I see myself really as a storyteller. And I think it's important that somebody actually goes and documents some of these situations that the media really overlook, or otherwise away from the front line. Things really go underreported, and I think it's really part of my conscience to try and put this on a media agenda and try and get attention for people that are often very forgotten.
I see, reading your biography, that you have worked extensively throughout Eastern Europe, Africa, the Middle East, Asia. You've been to Ethiopia and Eritrea. You've been to Angola, to Sierra Leone, to Congo, to Uganda, you name it. Is there any one particular situation you'd like to tell us about?
Oh, I just had a book published called A Million Shillings, Escape from Somalia. I spent 2 years working between Somalia, Djibouti and Yemen, trying to look at the desperate plight of the thousands and thousands of refugees that try to escape from conflict in the Horn of Africa each year. They basically travel with groups of people, smugglers and traffickers, on a very perilous journey in which 1 in 20 of them die, actually trying to escape from Somalia. Their lives really, at the end of the day, are never any better. The camps that they end up in really are parallel to the ones that they've left behind in Mogadishu or South Central Somalia. And it's an incredibly heartbreaking tale and just shows really how desperate people are to risk their lives when they have such a high chance of death. Really, rather than staying and facing gunfire and conflict at home.
As a woman, I cannot but help thinking that the women's plight, the women's destinies, the women's fate must be even harder than that of men.
I think it's very true. In many conflict zones, often women really do bear the hardest burden. They're the ones at the end of the day that have to put food in their children's mouths and really do suffer the most. And again, as a female photojournalist, I often really focus a lot of my work on the women because I feel I'm in a position to actually tell their stories a little bit better than perhaps a man might be. At the moment, I'm based in Pakistan. I've been living there for 2 years. and especially in this kind of areas where women live behind purdah, and it's more culturally sensitive to tell their stories. I think it's very important that someone's there at least to tell their side of the story.
Another mention of your book, A Million Shillings, Escape from Somalia. Is a million shillings what many of them pay to get away?
Yeah, a million shillings is basically the equivalent of $50. And it's really the standard price that the migrants and refugees pay to the people smugglers. And as I said, 1 in 20 of the people, the refugees, die trying to escape and make this journey. So really, to me, this million shillings really represented what the price of life and just how cheap life is in that area of the world.
Alexandra, now the voice of the Vatican is often one of the few that raises the issue of the dignity and of the rights of these people. How important is it in your mind that institutions and moral authorities such as the Pope do this?
I think it's very important that, first of all, just amongst the public, that there's a shift in attitudes towards refugees and migrants. At the end of the day, most of the world is on the move. We're all looking for a better life. And I feel that really we shouldn't look towards people from developing countries as any different. And the idea of being a refugee and having to escape from conflict or persecution isn't something to be taken lightly. It's something that's life-changing for the people involved. And people do need to change their attitudes when we look at refugees, definitely.
I also think that many of these people must have so much to give.
Of course. I mean, what's very sad sometimes is on my journeys I come across many refugees who are actually skilled doctors, nurses, teachers, and could be very useful to society, but they're actually not allowed to work because of the protocols of the countries that they end up in. And really then their life's even more diminished because they feel completely useless.